While the violent clashes between armed federal agents and citizens on the streets of American cities may seem new and are certainly shocking, it's important to remember that such scenes have been playing out in other countries for, well, ages. I'm Lisa Morgan, and today on The Weekly Reader, our book critic Marian Winnick reviews two new memoirs that look at the effects and aftermath of violence, mayhem, and panic in the streets. Hi, Marian.
Hi, Lisa. Our first memoir takes us to Liberia, the birthplace of a wonderful new memoirist, Wyatou Moore, author of The Dragons, The Giant, The Women. Moore opens her unconventional, deftly crafted memoir with the war in Liberia as she saw it at age 5. The bad men were dragons, her father was the giant, and her mother was far away in the U.S. As the family fled from violence, literally tearing off through the woods and leaving their house and all their possessions behind, Moore and her siblings had no idea if they'd ever see their mother again. At the end of that terrifying first 100 pages, which we experience completely from a child's perspective, a young woman with a camouflage vest and a gun over her shoulder arrives at the refugee camp with big news for the family. Then you turn the page, and you're in a whole different part of the author's life. She's living in Brooklyn, devastated by a recent breakup, buying palm oil and frozen cassava leaf at a specialty store to try to replicate one of her mother's recipes, swiping left on all the losers on Tinder, like the one who says he's ready for his Halle Berry when he himself looked like a, quote, seductive moose. Still on her mind is that young rebel soldier with the gun, and still in her dreams are the sights and sounds of her childhood. Moore spins out the story of what happened that day in the camp through surprising and riveting chapters in both countries. I plan to teach this book next fall at the University of Baltimore because its structure is as unusual and interesting as the story it tells. 5 days, the fiery reckoning of an American city comes to us from Wes Moore, the famous Baltimore anti-poverty activist and the author of The Other Wes Moore, this time working with journalist Erica L. Green. 5 days is a close look at the uprising in Baltimore that occurred after the death of Freddie Gray in police custody 5 years ago. It follows 8 Baltimoreans with widely differing roles through the days of unrest, offering no clear good guys or bad guys. Some of the characters are celebrities. Outspoken attorney Billy Murphy, who represented the Gray family, John Angelos, owner of the Orioles, politician Nick Mosby, then a member of the Baltimore City Council and husband of Marilyn Mosby, state's attorney for Baltimore City. Others include a police captain, a public defender, and 3 other regular people who were closely involved. The characters' stories are told in brief alternating vignettes. We're with Angelos on vacation when he gets the call that protesters have surrounded Camden Yards, and he has to decide whether to keep the fans inside after the game or let them out to face the protesters. We're with Partee as he struggles to reconcile his allegiance to his West Baltimore roots with his allegiance to his brothers and sisters in uniform. We're at Freddie Gray's funeral with Billy Murphy. In an afterword, Moore tells us how we can move forward. His expertise on the topic flows from his central role in the Robin Hood Foundation, one of the largest poverty-fighting nonprofits in the country. After the deja vu we just had with George Floyd, Moore's book and his work are more important than ever.
The books are The Dragons, The Giant, The Women by Wyatou Moore and 5 Days by Wes Moore with Erica L. Green. You can find more information about these titles, links to reviews, and our podcast at wipr.org/programs/weekly-reader. That's also where you'll find hundreds of book recommendations from past episodes of The Weekly Reader, so you'll always have something wonderful to read. The Weekly Reader podcast is made possible by the Ivy Bookshop. For The Weekly Reader, I'm Lisa Morgan.
And I'm Marian Winnick.